Hey there, Brian of London here. At the beach in Israel, in Herzliya actually. Let's turn it around and show you what I'm looking at. Hello there, Colleen. That's the marina in Herzliya. This is the beach. Yeah, I'm just sitting here amongst the palm trees. Date palms. So, who watched the Wednesday night Giuliani extravaganza? The show them the no evidence evidence. And why did that change everything around for me? I'll tell you why. Because of who the audience for that event was and what that audience said. And the audience for the event are, firstly, in that one, Pennsylvania state legislators, mostly Republican. And they were there, they were in the room, and some of them were on Zoom but they introduced themselves and then they asked questions right at the very end. And they spoke about the process. And they were shocked. And they're shocked at the shit show that America has just shown the world in five or six states. And only five or six states. You'll notice that there's just nothing being said about the majority of states. States that were not contentious. States even like Florida, for example. Florida, won by Trump last time, Republican governor. So Republicans in the key positions of authority in most of the locations to do with counting the vote. Apparently even Broward County, which has been a disaster in the past, has been cleaned up now. They ran proper elections. There are just no issues. They didn't change the mail-in rules right at the last minute. They didn't do anything to upset what it can be a reasonable system. But in these five or six states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, you know the list. Everything was changed at the last minute. Masses of mail-out ballots were sent. Everything was done to make this a crappy election. And I think what happened on Wednesday night was that Giuliani put together a presentation of credible witness after credible witness after credible witness, just telling believable stories, absolutely believable stories. And that's the problem for the other side. These stories, at the moment, you know, they're testimonies, but each one, as far as I could understand from the presentation, each one is backed up by a sworn affidavit. That means somebody has said, this is my story, I swear to it, under penalty of perjury. And perjury, as we know from the Michael Flynn persecution, the threat of penalty, of perjury, is enough to put someone through a legal hell for years. So the fact that Giuliani has got all these people willing to put in these affidavits under penalty of perjury, that's a big deal. And then what they said and who they are and their experiences and ex-military and you know, an old lady just trying to vote and use this button-pushing thing and it doesn't print Trump's name on the ballot and she doesn't understand why. All of this stuff was deeply shocking to the state representatives, the legislators, the senators from Pennsylvania. And even forget the courts at this point. The courts is just a delaying thing. The courts are not going to decide this election. It's not going to be so much like Bush-Gore 2000, where some big ruling from the Supreme Court decides the thing one way or the other, especially because this is spread out over so many states. The way this is going to be decided, I believe, is in two ways. Either the state legislators, upon whom the Constitution places 100% of the responsibility for choosing who their state picks as president. Remember this. It's not a vote of the common man. It's not a democracy. the US Constitution says only one thing. It says that the state legislators will choose who is the president, and they'll get a number of votes. This is the Electoral College, equal to their number of congressmen plus their two senators. So each state's got two senators and a wide array of numbers of congressmen, and that's what gives rise to this Electoral College number. But who the Electoral College votes for is up to the state legislators. But the state legislators over the last 150 odd years have generally delegated that responsibility to the people. They hold a vote. Who do you want, Biden or Trump? And they usually, almost always take the advice of their people. But if Giuliani is able to get enough state legislators to mistrust or distrust the way that the elections were handled in their state, they will be obliged to ignore the popular vote. And they will choose, because, and this is the joy of this, most of these swing states are now run by Republican legislators. So in the end, the people will have voted for who chooses the president, but it just won't be this 2020 election that will have done it. And if you're living in a state where you've chosen a Republican legislator, you're going to want them to vote for Trump this time round, no matter what mysterious numbers of votes Biden managed to get at 4 o'clock in the morning in huge dumps from mail-in ballots with signatures that were never verified. And that's what Giuliani is doing. And I understand he's going to hold an event like the Pennsylvania one in all the other states that are in swing conditions. And this could then, the state legislators are left in, so they've got two choices then. Send forward representatives for Biden. I don't think they're going to do that. Send forward a representative to vote for Trump, in which case this whole thing could be pretty much wrapped up middle of December. Or they could do one other thing, which is not send electors at all. If they do that, and if enough of them do that, and that's just basically two or three who don't send, then Biden won't get 270, Trump won't get 270, and it will be decided by a vote in Congress. But this isn't a straight vote of Congress, which Biden would squeak. No, this is a vote with one vote per state. And Trump wins that, because Republicans have more states than Democrats. Simple. So what changed for me was seeing the attitudes of the state legislators on display at that event in Pennsylvania, because I got to sort of taste and test the temperature in the room. And if that carries on into Georgia and Arizona and even Nevada, Wisconsin, if two or three of these other states have state legislators like this, Trump's going to win it. Biden is not the president. And will never be the president, thank God. So I felt my mood, you know, I thought Trump was facing a very uphill battle. And that's even before we get to stuff like Sidney Powell's two lawsuits. And I think Sidney Powell's lawsuits are very strong. I mean, now, are they strong to win? No, because they're the kinds of cases that can take years to litigate every point. But that's not the point. All they have to do is to get into court, and the other side just can't show up. And that's the other thing, is that the Democrats are making a horrific error, I believe, which fine for them to continue making this error, but their current tactic is, with their media friends, is to just deny that any of this is happening. They're just cruising along at 30,000 feet, assuming that Biden is gonna pick his cabinet and he's gonna be the president on the January 20th. So they're not even countering the evidence. They're saying there is no evidence. They're screaming there is no evidence. They're screaming that this was the fairest election ever run in the history of the world. And meanwhile, across the internet, in YouTube streams that millions of people are watching, but not on CNN or ABC or NBC or even on Fox, but on OAN and on Newsmax, there's huge amounts of evidence, and the Democrats aren't even trying to answer back. And that will change in a court case. But They don't have time. And the court, the speed of the courts doesn't work in the favour of the Democrats. All Giuliani and Powell have to do is put the fear of God and the fear of Trump's MAGA base into state legislators. If they fear that they will never be elected again, they will vote for Trump. And the Constitution says that is the correct procedure. And this will be a completely constitutional and constitutionally sanctioned event. It will not be a coup. What is going on with Biden cheating? That's a coup. What is going on to rescue the Republic from a cheated and stolen election? That is a counter coup. It is a constitution. It's why the American Constitution is such a brilliantly written document, because it gives power to the right people. So I'm feeling a lot better actually about Trump's prospects and my little bet on Trump. You know, maybe I'll be able to cash in on that. I put a few dollars on a crypto site. Not big money, smaller than last time because the odds weren't so good. And what else? I'm still working. By the way, I'm Brian of London. I'll say this again. I live in Tel Aviv, Israel. I'm in Herzliya right now. I'm still working on this whole podcasting 2.0 thing, which is to do with monetizing podcasts. There'll be a lot of stuff to come with that. And it's things are good. This always happens to me. It's amazing. I'm busy doing a video. And yes, there we go. Stopped. So, I wanted to point out, actually, Viva Fry did a great video of Mark Zuckerberg, a deconstruction of Mark Zuckerberg talking to Josh Hawley. I recommend you watch it. Just look for Viva Fry on Rumble and you'll find his latest video. It's very, very good. And other than that, it's time to enjoy the weekend. It's Friday afternoon here. My kid is at the marina doing Sea Scout stuff again, which is nice. We're starting to have a bit more normalcy, and we shall see. This will go out as a podcast on my podcast channel. If you subscribe to my experimental podcast feed and you use the Sphinx chat client, none of this I'm recommending at the moment, it's way too early beta, but you'll be able to pay me as you go along using the value for value model. And but otherwise, see you all next time. And we're about, I think, 2 or 3 weeks away from me having big news on our court case in Australia. But I'll let you know when I can say more about that. Thanks for watching. Speak to you all soon. Bye.